Oh, hello. I hadn't noticed you. Are you looking around out of curiosity, or are you wondering what kind of unusual place this is? Actually, even I was a bit surprised the first time I came here. It was the first time I noticed this short staircase leading to a quiet garden. It seemed to me like an interesting place, so I slipped inside right away. It immediately struck me as a magical place, a bit mysterious and hidden from all passers-by. By car or on foot, along the road running beside it. Once inside the garden, I looked around. I was right. This place is unlike any other. The trees with the dark leaves protected me from the sun, and all around ran small channels of water. But that was not what surprised me at the most. As I turned to the right and the left, I saw silent figures, entirely white or black statues, and others whose forms I could not distinguish. By then, my curiosity was piqued. What kind of place had I wandered into? What did these statues represent? Some of them reminded me of people, but I wasn't entirely sure. I absolutely had to find out. So I walked to the door, went inside, and went down the stairs. Those two rooms contained everything. Paintings with thousands of details and tiny flags. Some so small I could hardly see them. Strange sculptures with horns and planet Earth, entirely covered with minute bronze figures. Even the materials were somewhat unusual, and they did not look to me like the materials we normally use in art class. There was iron, textiles, and even concrete sculptures, like those used in walls or pavements. It took me a while to order my thoughts. I had to ask quite a few people, and I came back more than once. By now, I was almost an expert. I realized that all these works, all these strange objects, had a profound but simple meaning that anyone could understand. As if that were not enough, there were some special hands behind it. The hands of a courageous man who led an adventurous life. To find out more, we must down the stairs. Oh wait, I haven't told you about myself yet. Ordania is my home and I live close by at the end of the street. My family and friends all call me Didinu, and you can also call me that. Once we go in, I will introduce you to a special person